Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn, who is with Bridgeway Interactive and Creating Your Space. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you very much, Kemp.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you could be with us this Monday morning after Thanksgiving. I wanted to get you on an interview because about a week and a half ago, you had a big meeting out at the Sonoma Mission Inn in Sonoma, California. But you had some good attendance out there. Before we get into that, just give us a quick rundown on who Bridgeway and Creating Your Space is.
Absolutely, Ken. We've got two different businesses that support different channels. Bridgeway Interactive support the residential construction industry, specifically builders, predominantly flooring contractors, but other interior finish contractors, as well as manufacturers in that space. And we provide different technology-based marketing tools and services for that channel. And then Creating Your Space is a separate business that we developed that targets the retail channel, retail flooring contractors predominantly. And that focuses more specifically on the development and implementation of websites for their business, as well as, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it, tools that support their websites and their web marketing.
All right, so you basically, and last time I did an interview, I did it with Michael Vogel, but your organization's been around for 9 or 10 years, and you focus on technology, you provide technological solutions that are mostly internet-based for and focus on the flooring industry, and probably the most advanced in that area, wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. You know, the business started, as you mentioned, almost 10 years ago by my partner, Michael Vogel. And at that time, the internet was just at its infancy, so it was other technology tools, and it's transitioned to being almost all predominantly web-based tools at this point, because that's what consumers are using to learn and engage and make purchasing decisions, as well as educate themselves prior to making decisions.
And as your business has evolved, and as I attended this meeting with you 10 days or so ago, you basically had two different groups. You had a builder group and you had a retailer group. And you had, I guess, what you'd call two different curriculums. On the retailer side, you focused primarily on websites and how to blend social media with websites. I thought that was a very engaging conversation. I'd like to spend a minute or two on that. And maybe if you could explain to us how you think the social media fits into bringing traffic to some of these big retailers that were at your event.
Absolutely. This was, as you mentioned, we had both channels together at our meeting. And this is the first time that we did this full scale. And what we did is started with information relevant to both channels and then broke them off into specific segments targeted to their business and their needs. And primarily on the retail channel, we talked about some new developments and tools we're providing on the web, but we focused on a couple of key areas, one being social media, a new area that we are developing and leading the industry in as it relates to, and this is where we're different, I believe, than some other channels, versus just educating our customers on what social media is. We educated them on how it can be used in their business. And finally, we provided tools and resources that they can work with us on to implement social media in their business to drive more traffic and sales to their business.
Yeah, and you actually offer a service. Not only do you create websites for retailers, and I think in the past year since the meeting before, you've actually got some of the bigger NFA members to sign up, and you've built some of their websites. I know Roberts Carpets and Fine Floors down in Houston, and you've got the organization in Phoenix, Baker Brothers, and you also have, I guess, Levi for Floors out of Columbus, Ohio, too, right?
Yeah, the newest NFA member. Yeah, we're almost up to half of the NFA members. And as you know, they make independent decisions. So we work with them independently. But because we have so many, we had a large group at our meeting, and we're able to work with them together on some different tools and resources for their businesses.
And when it comes to social media, one of the things that you offer is you have this whole blog interaction with Shannon Bilby. And so you're able to offer almost a tailored content for blogs that can help bring traffic to these people who are part of your group, right?
Absolutely. We've got blog, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. As I was mentioning, we're not only educating them on these, but we can develop these tools for them and not only set them up, but help them drive content. Different companies have different levels of resources available to them. So whether it's just consulting with them on how to best utilize these tools and link them to the rest of their business, or actually helping them on a daily basis, driving information and content, and then tying it to both their traditional media and their web marketing. We provide all these tools and resources through our point person, is Shannon Bilby, who's our director of social media, and she's been doing a fantastic job for us since coming on board a couple of months ago full-time.
All right. And so that kind of gives an explanation for what you did on the retailer side. Tell me a little bit about the track at your meeting last week on the builder side.
Well, it was exciting to see a large group at the builder side. We had more companies represented than we've ever had, and that's a sign that we're starting to see some positive momentum in that section, and our customers are the ones who survived this downturn and are looking to position themselves for the future. And one of those ways is, how do they actively go out and leverage their businesses for additional revenue? They've got operations, they have design centers, they have designers, and we all know they're going to have fewer numbers of consumers. So what we're talking to them about and providing them is a way to leverage all those resources to drive additional revenue through a post-close selling program, and versus just a traditional sending out flyers and trying to position themselves as a retailer. We've creatively utilized some technology-based tool and then developed some social media tools to drive traffic and engage and leverage their former customers who they worked with in their design center to sell them products and services after the closing of the home.
Okay. We all know that the builder market is a tough time to be in that sector. And, you know, we've seen organizations like PS America, which actually, you know, just didn't make it through all this. And so,
right.
But you had a really strong group of some of the leaders in the business. And you even had Nate Kredich there, who is with USGBC, is in charge of Lead for Home.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we do is educate our customers on the leading trends in the marketplace, and as everybody knows, green or sustainability is a focal point in the industry. Now, it may have softened slightly during the downturn, but it's got a tremendous amount of momentum, and it's a movement that's not going to go away. You know, the estimate right now is the market size for green building is roughly $12 to $20 billion. And that's a significant market share that we want our customers or our members to be able to tap into. And having Kredich there was a tremendous opportunity to educate them on the industry, how it works, what the USGBC does, and specifically their LEED program for homes.
All right. Well, you had to be encouraged, because I think you had as many people in your meeting attendance this year as you had in years past. So, you know, you've got to be providing the kind of information and services that these guys are looking for.
Yeah, actually about 10% more attendees, and actually even a higher percentage of companies represented. I think it's natural that we didn't have as many people from individual companies represented. So in the past, we may have had four or five, and now we would have one or two, but even more companies represented, which is great. That's ideal for everyone, where we have more companies engaged and more ideas being passed.
All right, Jay, well, I appreciate you being with us today. I wanted to make sure our listeners got a chance to hear what happened at your meeting in Sonoma County, California. I've been talking to Jay Flynn, who's a partner at Bridgeway Interactive on the builder side and Creating Your Space on the retail side, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.